One of the things I want to stress today is the necessity of bringing out length of days, not theoretically, but practically. The true sense of God as life, and the understanding of the omnipotence of this sense in our thinking, will bring out the true sense of life, which knows no sickness, decrepitude, senility, or death. That which recognizes that the God consciousness has no opposing elements, no conflicting thought, no hindrance, that realizes that God is principle, the originator and the conclusion of all things, the Alpha and Omega of existence, the beginning and the ending, or that which has no beginning and no ending, the all in all. Truth is eternal. It always has been, and always will be. It never changes. It never has changed. It recognizes existence as complete, without beginning and without end. That there is no formative process to existence. It is, in its entirety, here and now. That realization brings out principle, law. No beginning, no ending, no formation, just unfoldment. That which is revealed as the Father, that which is revealed as an antecedent, that which is revealed as a postulate is, of necessity, accompanied by the Son, the subsequent, without process of formation or process of time. Everything is. God is the Alpha and Omega, and that is principle. It is a wonderful thought, this thought of God as principle. It relieves us of the necessity of bringing something to pass, of accomplishing a healing, or of changing anything but thought. Everything is complete here and now. And our change of thought to encompass this great verity of being and existence will lead us into the realm of the infinite, into the paths of limitless possibilities and accomplishment. Dwell on God as principle, often and long. It will enlarge your vision, broaden your aspirations, and assure your accomplishments. And need we say aught of love, the keynote of all true understanding of God? Without a true concept of God as love, what would God as mind and truth and soul and spirit and principle and life amount to? Nothing. Quote, though I have all of these things and have not charity, love, I am as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Close quote. Love makes many demands on our understanding of and devotion to principle. And how far short of the divine requirements we have fallen may be determined in our lack of demonstration. We may understand God as mind. We may understand Him as principle. We may understand Him as soul. We may understand Him as spirit. We may understand Him as life. We may understand Him as truth. But with all of this, unless we can understand Him as love and express that love in our thinking, our work is fruitless. That God is life and truth and spirit and soul and mind and principle might be said to express the letter of Christianity. But God as love might be said to express the spirit of Christianity. Understanding without love becomes pedantic, pulseless, and soulless. Love, as we have said many times, is impersonal. Mrs. Eddy was asked how one was to love in a divine way. She replied, quote, "Love not persons or things, just love." Close quote. If our mind is filled with love, we are not hating anyone or anything. Love is that which, when held in consciousness, prevents us from seeing our brother man in any light but spiritual. Love is that which prevents us from seeing our brother man as dishonest, untruthful, sinful, weak, poverty-stricken, or sick. We can arrive at that point in our understanding of God and man where we can see our brother man as Mrs. Eddy tells us Jesus saw him. Quote, "Jesus beheld, in science, the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick." Close quote. When we arrive at that point in our understanding of God and man, where our view of our brother man heals him instantaneously of sickness and of sin, then we will have accomplished something in the direction of perceiving God as love. It is our perception of God as love, and our willingness to be governed by love, more than our perception of God as mind and life and truth and spirit and soul and principle, which heals the sick. In the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mrs. Eddy has written, quote, "Comeliness and grace are independent of matter. Being possesses its qualities before they are perceived humanly. Beauty is a thing of life, which dwells forever in the eternal mind and reflects the charms of His goodness in expression, form, outline, and color. It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness." Close quote. This quotation brings us into the further question of the human consciousness and the admission of divine ideas into this consciousness. In her writings, Mrs. Eddy, as we know, uses human mind and mortal mind interchangeably in some instances, but throughout her writings, she makes a decided distinction between the human consciousness and mortal consciousness, and a careful study of her writings reveals a constant and continuous differentiation between human mind and mortal mind or carnal mind.